10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos. How you doing?
I'm all right.
It's Tuesday. But how are you queuing? I think that's the question for today. How are you queuing? Because I saw loads and loads of queues. Have you bought fuel today? Did you have to sleep at the filling station to buy fuel? Or are you still queuing? Are you going to show up to work late because you're still trying to get fuel? Or are you still standing on the road looking for a bus, Uber, whatever it is that's, you know, used as a mode of transport to get to work? How are you queuing? Because if you're not queuing at the filling station, you're queuing somewhere to get a bus. You're queuing somewhere to get into a taxi. How are you queuing? Because it's tough. We all know, because we find our way to work. Some of us don't own cars. Yes, so we have to use public transport to work. How are you queuing? How do you get to work?
The question I've moved from how are you doing in Lagos?
No, it's not how are you queuing. Because it's either you're queuing to enter public transport or you're trying to buy fuel for your generator.
Guess
or
what?
Your business.
Now, today I'm coming to work and I see that people are already selling fuel like in traffic, like they have kegs. Because anything can happen. Some car can just get, can just stop on you because there's no fuel in the car, and then you can just buy.
I mean, my colleague yesterday had to, call a mechanic to fix his car because he got fuel on the road. He said he was going to a daughter or something, and then the car just stopped because fuel finished. So he had to buy. He had fuel in his house because he bought in the jerry can, but then he couldn't get to his house, so he had to buy fuel on the road. And then, of course, his car packed up.
And the guys were saying, kama jali. Like, we should not thief. We don't want to steal. That's what we are doing.
It's just really crazy, guys. But, I mean, feel you. We feel you on every side, man. Wherever, we feel you. How are you queuing? And I hear that, the prices just keep differing. And the most line you see, it means that place, they're selling it at the original pump price. Hey, good. But then the question is, what is the original pump price? Anyway, good morning, Lagos. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos? Yes, my name is Mary Anacon. And as usual, we make sure that your 2 hours, the 2 hours that you spend on this segment of the show, because we have from the morning crossfire with Sheriff Quadri from 5 a.m., you guys are talking serious issues, dragging. And then, of course, Jimmy Disu comes and talks about very interesting stuff again. And then we bring it down. We let you just kick back, relax, and enjoy. We do, once in a while, get into, serious issues. But most importantly, we bring some laughter and just some ease to your soul. And that's our plan. Because you know what? Lagos's best conversation resides here.
All right.
Feta with the cross-fertilization is here.
Oh, my God.
And we're building that place in Nairobi just for Feta to cross-fertilize.
Come on, you guys. Don't do this.
In case you want to cross-fertilize, we got her here, right here in this studio. Feta and I will make sure that your Tuesday, it sounds very bad,
it's going to be
very, very interesting. So we start off the show as usual with Sound Off, and right after that we'll go into our musings for today, and right after that we'll go into some serious conversation today. Our guest is going to be here to talk about the level of voter apathy and the level of sitting on the fence that we're experiencing these days and why that is. We'll talk about that all on the show this morning. Once again, are you ready? Let's go.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badoba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3, Nigeria in
Up. Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. I did say that we're going to continue talking about this issue of fuel scarcity and how tough things are. Because you see, I always say something that if you power a nation, you power everything. You power businesses, you power intellectuals, you power education, you power literally everything. Imagine if Nigeria were to have 24 hours of power supply for a whole year. Do you know what changes will take place? Oh, but no, because we're in 2023 and Nigeria still is unable to supply its own people, that they take the oil from underneath it, send us of the country, refine it and sell it back to us. And we're still dealing with the issue of fuel scarcity. The fact that people are still lining up and somebody will say, I bought 300 yesterday. The other person will say, I bought 280. I bought 180. It makes me really wonder if we're an autopilot. Are we really, really, really in charge, or are we hands-on on these kinds of issues? Because federal government has come out with a strong worded statement. I love it. I love it when the federal government is talking tough. I love it. But then I also laugh when, you know, the effects that's supposed to follow, the actions that are supposed to follow, does not. So it makes me really think that, you know, we bark, but we don't bite. But then as a country, we suffer.
Who is we? Who is barking?
We are suffering. Oh, we, the government.
Okay, barking. You know, it's like you telling the child, stop that. And the child is saying...
Because the child knows you're not going to do anything.
Yes, because you're an irresponsible, senseless parent.
It just, it breaks my heart that for a country that touts itself as a big brother on the continent, there's so many things that we're so lax about that... People are beginning to look at us like we're not serious. So when we even try to act like a big brother, they just say, "When you see today,
giant of Africa."
You know, but like we're saying, this is the campaign season.
Yes,
everything you see happening is campaign.
No, our campaign is
this scarcity.
Yes,
okay. Our campaign is getting to a fuel station. You're seeing 300 naira. Our campaign is 4 months of scarcity, and nobody's saying anything.
Oh, they are saying anything. They're saying any and everything.
Yes, any and everything.
But it doesn't
carry any power. Our campaign is DSS saying in 48 hours we'll sort this out.
We're still
waiting. Our campaign is what's going on now. So if you're going to be believing the jingles on the radio, please bring them on. Let them keep coming. The TV commercials, the rallies out there with the caps, the t-shirts and all, printers make money. Yeah, you out there, you get your money shared. The venues are paid for. Our campaign is the suffering. If this suffering doesn't let you pass this master class, then you know what you do? Just dig a hole.
And you know what your certificate in passing this master class is? It's your PVC.
Yes. And even if some people are still asking them, how do I register? Somebody asked that yesterday and they just saved me from him. Yeah? If you're in that class and you didn't do the right thing when we are supposed to have done it, everybody has to fight to make sure that those that have gone through the master class get to vote.
Mm.
We need to do this. If you don't do it, it's fine.
If you don't do it, it's sufferization.
Fine. Sufferization.
Sufferization. We coined that word.
Pro Max.
Yes, Pro Max.
Yeah, the latest edition is out. Yeah? You know, every latest edition has new features.
Mm.
You think 300 naira per liter is something. You think not having health, is not having a hospital is something.
Mm.
You think standing on the road, no increase in salaries. They are firing people. Companies cannot cope. You think it's anything. You think new naira know that pills that you rub white on it, it turns blue. Is anything. Pro Max is coming.
Mm.
And this is not threatening anybody. And I'm even talking to myself as I'm speaking right now. If we're going to let this season pass, this campaign
we
season.
We can't afford to sit on
fence. If we're going to let this, you are thinking ethnicity.
Because we're all going to suffer it.
You are thinking together. Religion. You are thinking ethnicity. You are my people from my place. We will see. In the next few weeks, make up your mind.
Because sufferization is just around the corner.
Pro Max, not just sufferization.
Already it has given you the normal sufferization.
Yes.
It's coming in Pro Max.
New edition.
Extra.
With new features.
Hey.
You won't believe it. Hey. Face recognition.
Mm.
It will recognize your face and deal with you.
Mm.
So this is the time to do what you need to do. We don't need to be doing Sound Off anymore, honestly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Every day when we come here, that's all we'll remind you of. Sufferization. It beckoned on thee. If thee or thou does not get thine PVC, thou shalt see.
Thine future is in thine hands.
Yes, and that's Sound Off.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? What's up? Yeah.
Yes, the official noisemakers are here again. Take us or take us. We don't care.
Take us. Please take us.
Take me.
Go hard or go home.
Thank you. What? What?
This morning radio, please.
Hey.
Take us.
Cross fertilization. It happens only in the night, not feta. On daytime radio.
Not fertilization.
Fertilization.
Yes, feta.
My name is Feta. Zemi Feta.
Yes. Yeah. And we're going to cross fertilization.
Feta.
Forget about Zemi.
Yes.
Feta.
Aren't you a feta woman?
But there's nothing like being a fertile woman. It's fertile, like fertile.
I didn't say that.
We didn't say that. We say fertile woman.
Okay, what's the meaning of Uzemi Feta?
The truth is profitable to speak.
What is feta?
To speak.
Okay. Oh. So you are here
as a feta woman. A speaking
woman. To speak to.
Exactly.
Hey, that's okay, but it doesn't have anything to do with
cross fertilization in it.
You will feta with feta. You feta with feta.
That's cross fertilization.
This is bullying.
23 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Let's muse this morning, guys. When you were growing up, I remember, you know, they'd ask you, it's either you were asked in school or you were asked, you know, at home, and they'd say, what would you like to be when you grow up, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I admired a lot of people, so I would say I want to be a lawyer. I'd always wanted to be a lawyer because I thought it was really I liked how I saw the guys in their wigs and their and I had too many of them in my family, and I had one particular one who was very well spoken.
Okay.
Fine gentleman.
Okay.
And you know, you just wanted to be him because he knew everything about everything. There was no topic you raised with Mr. Bassi that he did not have something to say.
So that inspired you to want to
be a lawyer. But then on the other side, my grandmother was an air hostess. She was she was the first of the flight cabin crew for Nigeria Airways back in the day. So and she looked so good in that uniform. So sometimes
I know,
say,
in Calabar, and that's when people train, you can fly first. You know how to fly.
I wanted to be an air hostess. I wanted to go to aviation school. Mm. But I wanted to be too many things.
Yeah.
Every other thing except what I'm doing today.
Are you serious?
Okay. But guys, we're gonna talk about that in a few minutes. We wanna ask you which profession was prestigious, once prestigious, but
yes,
now,
but now is nothing.
It's like a joke.
We will give examples
when we come back after the break.
We have examples. It's February. Yes.
When we come back from this break,
I will say it now. Just wait. We'll come back.
My name is Mariana Cohn.
My name is Stretch Okun.
Jen, don't marry me. Jen, don't marry me.
Yes, it's love.
My name.
It's love, girl. Leave me.
We'll be back.
Stretch.
Stretch Okun. And stretch your legs. You are stretching yourself.
Stretch it.
I'm happy that your name can even
make your feta to life. Oh,
it will make sense.
But see, let me tell you one thing.
Fertilization.
We're not sending shout out to some people that are making money during this election.
Yes.
Printers and tailors. Printers and tailors. You guys are.
Why are you beefing on their house?
No. So, you people.
Excuse me. Are you people not making money?
Which people?
You people.
Which people? Radio.
You people, yes.
No. No, it's not. Not everybody is here.
There are
14. How many 14 or 14 presidential? How many presidential candidates are here?
These guys that he's mentioning, they are cashing out.
Printers.
They even measure. They'll do one.
Yes, they'll measure. They won't even know the party. They don't care the party you belong to. They'll do T-shirt. They'll do medium. They'll do extra large.
One size for all. Who has time to be doing?
You wear boba tight.
They do face cap. Talky
thing. They wear it. So let me tell us, printers. And T-shirt. You people are making money. You remember us.
I don't remember us.
Listen to it. Yes, our leg will be shouting here. Bring money.
So all this talk you were talking just so that you beg them.
We're not begging. It doesn't sound like I'm begging.
We are all Nigerians.
Yes.
We rise
in this country together.
This one is there supporting.
As you collect that money, vote right.
You are there.
We rise by lifting others.
Assistant beggar.
Yes.
We're not beggars.
We rise by lifting others.
They are just pointing out a fact.
Although we wear that T-shirt, but we like the money.
It's still What's Up Lagos. 36 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour. Now let's talk about professions. Like I said, I wanted to be many things when I was a little girl. I even wanted to be a ballerina, even if we know they do them for Nigeria.
You wouldn't know what that
is. Exactly. But what are those professions that used to be really highly respected, but now they're somewhat of a joke? Or the bottom of a joke.
Nana, give us your
in Nigeria
now.
Today.
If you have mind, say those examples that you want to share.
That, we're asking Lagosians.
Am I a Badiashi?
No, you're not a Lagosian.
Are you an Ibadanian?
You're from around the way.
Excuse me.
Are you an Ibadanian?
You're from around the way, baby.
So I don't know what happened in this country. I mean.
You are from around the way, baby.
Okay.
Four blocks away.
Okay. In those days, my father used to say teachers when they have their, they used to have their. Their baron, their socks. A teacher will come up. He's almost like a policeman teacher.
Highly respected.
Very.
Respected.
And with their party in the middle of their head, my father said, "This what I mean." Yes, that's our party. Party in the middle of their head. You see, teacher. The teacher. They
teacher
will come,
chicken.
When the teacher chicken comes, Father Howell. Father Howell. They will come. So all these people, they used to respect them. But now, a teacher is just, if you not see work, go teach, which is not
even, there are even now different kinds of teachers.
Yes.
There's lesson teacher. You have to specify.
So I'm a teacher, but I'm not.
Online teacher. Which
In the morning, I say, but in the evening, I'm a lesson teacher.
Hmm.
Yeah? That one. What about doctors?
Doctors. That's a bit debatable.
It's not debatable.
No, it's debatable.
Because right now, let me tell you.
War of accents. We can't do
it. No, let's finish
our
doctors. You know, when doctors used to be very well paid.
Chet, please don't do this to yourself.
But now, wait, let me show her.
Okay.
Let me show her. No. But now, Agbe Rose.
I want to see how you segue into
it. You will
accents.
See now.
Okay.
Agbe Rose actually earned more than doctors.
Actually, that's true.
It's
no,
true.
No, but on a serious note, yeah, that's true.
We are serious. Don't say on a serious note. I'm serious. Just I'm using the
accent. No, you were joking.
I'm not joking.
Stretch, after the show, I'm going to beat
He's
you.
He's your facial expression.
I'm going to beat you.
I don't mind to be beaten.
No, that's B-I-T-T-E-N.
By 10.
Okay, Lagos. I know that you guys are hearing the conversation. So this is not a war of accents.
She wants to know who does she think
because
she is?
You know who's going to win?
Who does she think she is? Yes, who does she think she is now?
By years
of.
Going to win.
Yes.
So do the bell. Bagan, bagan. That is over.
So what I'm trying to tell you, let me go back. See. So what I'm saying is, before I kill myself, what I'm saying is this. Formerly, when you hear someone is a doctor, one, you think he has money. He has influence.
He's very intelligent because it takes a lot of time to go through medical school.
No, I think now doctors are still intelligent, but they don't have money. They don't have money. Doctor, you know. They don't have money again. They don't price doctors they used to price them before.
Before, that's true.
They don't.
That's why they're running abroad.
They respect them and honor them. Right here now, formerly it was a big deal. Right now, a whole doctor spent 8 to 9 years to get a degree. It's taking I'll give you 300,000. I'll give you your money. Your salary didn't come too much. Come on, another doctor will take your job.
Let's leave doctors. I feel pretty bad for doctors, okay. But let's talk about lawyers. Remember when you wanted to say what you were going to study as your discipline in uni?
Yeah.
You either had to be a doctor, a lawyer,
an engineer.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the lawyer part. Now,
I am a doctor in my country.
Now, if you say you're a lawyer now, judge and be.
Yeah, that's the truth, though.
I know, but it used to be a very highly revered profession.
Yeah, see, there are lawyers.
Is it that politics has scattered it?
Everything, not politics. I think
for the lawyers.
Everything is scattering everything.
Because you know, there are certain lawyers now that are jobbers.
Yes, lawyers that don't—they don't have a place. They are lawing.
They're now political jobbers. Yeah.
So I'm saying that it's not really about lawyers or doctors. I think the polity, everything has been washed down. Tell me the profession you respect now: politics, politicians.
I don't respect if that.
They've taken it as a profession. If someone comes, I'm a politician. You will see him as.
You just assume that he has.
I'm sorry. I look at you with one eyebrow up.
No, I feel like everybody would want to respect.
Everybody would think, yes, he's a
politician. For you to even be a politician,
everybody's too blanket a statement.
Well,
no,
yeah,
what we're saying is
majority of people
when a politician steps up, if a doctor comes here now, in as much as you should respect that profession, know that it took a lot they're not at the point they should be.
True. I think the one that takes the cake or carries the cake, Lagos, we're gonna open the phone lines now for you to join the conversation, is Olokpa.
There's this joke. Please, I remove myself from this. The joke I heard. I'm just saying it. It's not from me. I heard it from someone. All right. He said they were recruiting policemen one place, and one madman was coming. They asked him that, okay, you want to go and join police? The man said that he crazy.
All right, Lagos, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993. Oh, dear, no. You can only call the female lines for now because the main line is down. We're trying to fix it. But today, you're all allowed to call the female line. So enjoy it while it lasts. Don't call another day and say, but you... Call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. That's the line for everybody to call this morning. What profession was once very highly revered, but now it's just a joke? I mean, feel free. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
What's up, Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry about that. Please call me back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Chicken, how we go?
What's up,
Lagos? Hey,
it's
live.
Yes, it's live. Good morning.
Okay, that's the energy.
Where are you calling from?
You should know him.
Omenka Jodo.
Omenka is the one that can do this. Omenka. Yes, sir.
I hear say about two police vans all day in front of your office. They wait for you.
I know.
Where's our office? I don't know.
Well, I didn't come to work today. This is a recorded program.
We're doing it from our house.
This is a recorded program.
This is a repeat broadcast.
Omeka, I better go.
Stretch.
Sir.
And Miriam.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
What's happening?
Let me talk quick.
Okay.
The job I want to do before for my life now to be an accountant. I ended up doing another thing. I go join Navy. Hey.
Yeah.
And military are the last thing I they think of to join.
Yeah.
But I thank God for that experience. Yeah.
Sorry.
But I mean, I'm sorry.
Banking was actually a very reputable job.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be a banker.
When I was supposed to do my internship from the university, I only wanted to work in the bank. And they kept looking at me like, auntie, you studied English. What are you looking for here? But it was a big deal. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Hey, Utale.
Erujiji.
And it The profession that is highly referenced and referred the most is lawyering. As a lawyer. Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
At least.
It's lawyering.
It's lawyering.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live, good morning.
I said,
hi,
the live. Miriam, the live.
Okay, the live.
Hi, the live.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yes. I'm not hearing his voice.
Wait. After you don't greet me, after you don't greet me, I should answer you.
It's you. You're the first person she says church to.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, I'll hear your
voice.
Church
to live. Okay. Mm. Mm. Welcome.
Church. I want to direct this question to you.
I will answer it.
Because as I'm looking at this dress, I think his profession is a work. What he read is not what is.
what did you think he studied?
I'll tell you.
What? What? I say it.
I'll not tell you, but I know that what you read is not what
you read. Don't tell him. Tell me. What do you think he studied?
Don't have to hear. She's afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Say it.
You have a small something like comedian in your blood.
Comedian Rachanganya dear. Comedian back to send that dear.
Bye, please.
Okay, guys. So the question again is, what was once a very highly revered profession, a profession that we all used to respect. Mm. But now, it's a joke. Mm. We're not asking you what you wanted to be and what you are now.
Mm-mm.
We're saying, when you were growing up, there was a profession that was a high, I mean, you all wanted to be. In fact, if you heard that this person was that, you would just, when it comes to this, this our uncle is a big lawyer. This our uncle, big accountant. But now, when they say the name of the profession, you just say,
who that one help?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Yes, good morning.
No, Victor.
Okay,
yeah, bad. Yes.
Mesele.
Yeah, Mesele. Good morning there. My own is army. I be respect army from the time where I'm small for Nigeria.
But now, uncle?
For where?
Yeah, that beat
I
you.
I be respect more army more than president says.
Yeah.
For my own.
Hmm.
I be respect army more than president.
True.
Because my uncle, his brother-in-law, is among those where they be collect awards for that time for Sierra Leone and Liberia.
Mm.
Oh, Echo Mug.
Yes, it's among of those that army where they be collect awards.
Okay.
My uncle, this thing, he be brother-in-law.
Okay.
Mm.
Yes, I respect army more than a president.
But now you don't respect them.
For where? They go, they enter army school, they go and kidnap army. And then I come, they respect army now.
Oh, Victor.
I still try to respect them.
Please try it. To do army work, it's not a small something.
It's not easy. Oh.
Take it easy. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, first time.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
we
have
to say what's up, Lagos, like this. What's up, Lagos? Yeah, say it.
What's up, Lagos? It's my first time, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, all right. It's my first time to meet you too, anyway. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Ufoma.
Ufoma, are you in the office?
No, really.
You're at home?
Yeah.
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you'll do now is to calm down, just say what's up, Lagos, in a louder voice. Can you do that for us?
Nah, I got neighbors.
Sir?
I have neighbors.
Okay, we don't have neighbors here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to chip in on what you guys are saying.
All right, let's do it discreetly.
When I was growing up,
yeah.
I wanted to be
a neighbor.
An engineer. No.
Okay.
I wanted to do vehicles.
Okay, a mechanic.
Yeah, a mechanic, you can say it, but
yeah.
I wanted to do vehicles because then in our age, kids in our age, then we were dumb, man. We were so dumb.
Were we?
We all, yeah. Okay. You don't have to accept if it's fine.
Yeah, I'm saying now. It's okay.
It's now, okay, and we're just
smarter.
Getting better, smart kids.
Yeah.
So then I wanted to be a mechanic. So okay. I used to do cantas and Bali cigars.
Yeah, to make cars and all those things.
You understand. Then we were not really smart, you understand. So while we were growing up, that was when we started becoming smart and all that.
Okay.
But now kids nowadays are so smart.
What do you want to be now? What are you now?
Now I do still images, like still STIWL.
Wow.
Yeah, and I do graphics.
Okay.
So it's weird, like, you know, what do you want to be when you're growing up and what you become, you understand?
Okay.
That's not even the question, but that's okay.
Okay, but it's fine.
All right, so that's why I reiterated the question.
Yeah.
We're not asking you
what you want to be and what you are doing now.
We're asking, what was that profession that was highly respected back in the day?
Yeah.
That now, when you look at it, you're just like...
Like Sunday said, then was soldiers. He looked at soldiers like demigods. But now, he doesn't think they're that much. So tell us what yours was. Mine was the police and teachers. I really would have loved to be a teacher then, you know. Mm. But right now, teachers, the way they're being treated, doctors are not being treated good. I don't think... But right now, so tell us yours. Check your environment. What was it then for you? And what is it now for you? Not what you wanted to be. What profession did you think was, man, if somebody's just an accountant, he has made it.
I'm sorry. So tomorrow, I think Navy guys are so hot. Yeah.
Hot like in temperature.
She means like in looks, like
how are you hot?
Have you gone to a naval hospital in the morning when they're getting ready?
Your feet is always so neat.
I've never gone to Navy or naval hospital. Yes.
Or the Navy dock.
I've never been to the naval dock.
Try to visit.
You've never been to the Navy bar.
I will not go to the Navy
bar. Jealous. She's so jealous.
You want to pick a call right now?
Okay. Broadcasters.
You're so jealous.
Broadcasters are people you look up to.
Even till now.
Can I have another call?
No.
Can you have
give me another call?
Yeah, can you have a
hello?
They're waiting for you.
Is this Stretch? You said to give me another call. Hello, good morning. What's happening? Hello, good morning.
What's up to Lagos?
Lagos. Hey, Stretch to life. Good morning.
Miriam, did you hear the sound of my coffee? Not only Sheriff, they drink coffee. Oh.
Hey, Sheriff, they have sent three bullets to us.
Okay, I'm taking my delicious coffee.
Okay.
Trish.
Sir?
Guru 1.
And Namuku.
Pagu 2.
No problem.
You
know, my day in those days. Na India na any aeroplane. See, I'm not going
there. Palot.
Look, especially that their uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Those days of Nigerian Airways.
Mm-hmm. Before we came.
We go airport for sightseeing. Mm-hmm. I see pilot coming down from the
air.
That's how you can go up to the tomato.
Yes.
I see them as less to God.
Mm.
We
because if they drive that plane, no road there. Mm. Nobody to, you know, but don't enter inside his car.
So pilot gets one vote right now. Thank you so much. It's something we actually looked up to in that time.
I like the Air Hostesses more in their heels. We got to go for a quick break and then bring you the news on the other side of the clock. We will be talking about why Nigerians have trust issues for politicians. And with the... It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 6 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. Stretch is in the studio. Cross-fertilization. Feta! Oh, it's no longer bully.
What do I do?
My name is Mariana Cohn, and we're going into some very important conversation. Now, elections are around the corner, and of course, we have to keep checking, touching base with you to know how ready you are for the elections. Tomorrow, we'll be back with our bell ringing. Have you collected your PVC? In the meantime, let's talk about the fact that there are still a lot of people, like we said earlier on this morning, who are still seated on the fence when it comes to voting and who to vote for. Now, we may not necessarily be interested in who your choice is, but we're most interested in you being part of the process. And our guest this morning is, of course, joining us virtually. He's going to be helping us break down and make sense of the fact that there's been a lot of trust deficits between us and our leaders, past, present, and those that might be coming in the future. My guest this morning is Eugene Abels. He's the executive director of the Extra Step Initiative, and he's joining us live from Abuja. Eugene, it's so good to have you join us, and Happy New Year.
Yes, thanks for having me. Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
Delectable, Mr. Cohn.
And my colleague Stretch is also here in the studio.
Welcome on board, Ev. Good morning.
Hi, Stretch.
Yeah.
Hi, Stretch.
And stop giving her compliments. Stop giving her compliments like that. Stop giving our compliments like that.
All right, Eugene, without further delay, let's just go straight to it. There are a lot of people who have complained about the fact that one of the reasons why we see the level of voter apathy that we've experienced over the years, including 2023, and people still not necessarily wanting to go get their PVCs because they don't think their votes will count. Many people are tying it to the fact that they're somewhat having a a post-traumatic syndrome of of politicians not keeping their campaign promises. How true is this?
Well, it's you know, the easy things are always easy to be in vogue. People will always make excuses for not living up to their responsibilities. And this is taken from the fact that we believe that our responsibility lies with the politicians to do us good. It's like sending your kid to school and you expect him to chart his path.
Mm.
Yes, we forget that we as electorate, it's our responsibility to hold them accountable, to make this the things you want to happen to happen. For a lot of young people who were born in the 90s, they probably won't understand what I'm saying. For those of us who experienced military rule, the First, Second Republic, and military rule, everything you see today, people had to fight for it to happen. Mm-hmm. So your apathy amounts to nothing. It's your responsibility to determine what happens for those whom you employ. If you do nothing about it, the system will continue. Don't forget, total elected number of people nationwide is less than 15,000 people, manipulating 200 million people. And you that has refused to do what you're supposed to do, you're one of that problem.
Hmm. There's a lot of people that wonder why. I mean, you've even given us the foundation that we're failing to hold these people to account. But there are people who you have conversations with, and they tell you that, oh, they have the army, they have the police, everybody, all these agencies that are supposed to be responsible at their whims and caprices. So where do we come in?
That's why I mentioned military rule. And before you begin, every generation has its challenges that it must meet and overcome. There was a time the women of Aba had to rise up against the colonial government. Mm-hmm. I'm from a community called Nimbe in Bayelsa State. And there was an incident when the traders who had gotten charter from the crown decided to block the natives who were ruling so that they were going hinterland and trade. That's led to the deportation of King Jaja, King Koko of King Nana of Koko, the Oba of Benin, and even in Nembe, where the king had to attack the Royal Niger Company. And unfortunately, 40 British people were eaten on a particular day. Whoever. So every generation has its challenges. Okay. At a point in time, there was a man whose father was a billionaire called General, he was a colonel, Odubebo Ojukwu. He didn't need to do anything. As at when the civil war started, his father had over £6 million in Swiss banks. You know? But when there were issues, I felt affected, so he put his feet down. And on the other side, there were other people who believed that Nigeria needed to go, and they put their feet down to fight for those things. And if you bring it back down south further, you find that at a particular point in time, a man said, look, my people have been marginalized. And even though he was hanged, his name is Kansarowa, he paid the price. But not every people died. Umochen was sacked in a chair. Mm-hmm. The ruler, people died. Somebody like a man called Abiola, I won an election and I said it must not be. Every generation has its challenges. And for this generation, you didn't need to fight for democracy to come. People paid the price for it to happen.
Okay.
I know a lot of young people don't know that there's a group called the Nigerian Medical Association made up of doctors. Well, led by Dr. Bekorak or some Kuti, the elder brother of Fela.
Mm-hmm.
Every issue, he picketed the government. He was beaten. People were beaten. Gani Fayewu was imprisoned. For the democracy you're toying with today, today they actually don't get PVC, you're complaining. Have you seen challenges?
I think that this is a great perspective that we're giving to this conversation.
Yeah.
But now we're in 2023, just as you said, it looks like the path had been set for us. We have our bread buttered for us already. I mean, I'm using that loosely here. What do we need to do? Because there's the civil society, they're drumming it into the ears of people. They're saying, you have this reason to vote and that reason to vote. This morning we were talking about the fact that we're suffering. We've even given it a name, sufferization. That, you know, queuing in fuel stations, all of the things that are making us tighten our belts. Is that not enough reason for us to sit up and begin to assume the office of the, you know, citizen of the Federal Republic? Yet, we still have to beg people to do what they need to do to better Nigeria. So looking at the elections, even though many people have touted it to be one that will be a game changer, do we see anything changing in 2023 as per the elections?
I lost you a bit there. I think I have an additional way of questions. A lot of things are changing. I like the disruption caused by the obedience. So that people don't take you for granted. If the obedient disruption didn't happen, it would have just been assumed, let's rent our crowd, fill our stadiums. When the results come out, you find out the stadium was filled by 40,000 people. When the results come out, you find out that the election was won with less than 500,000 votes then. So, but now there's a disruption. whether he wins, they win the election, it doesn't matter. You're taking a step further. People are beginning to ask questions and interrogate people. Are we expecting El Dorado? No. But the conversations are beginning, even though for me, for my generation, the conversation is a bit mundane, okay, because they're not in depth, because a lot of young people do not have been denied history. Mm. So they don't know where they're coming from. So they don't even know where they can't determine where they're going to.
Okay.
But we were told, we know the difference and we can measure. So when you're talking to me and telling me you're going to give me gold, I'm going to ask you, first of all, you're standing in Cross River State. They don't have gold. They have barytes. Mm. They have stones. Yes, they have granite, but they don't have gold.
Mm.
So where are you getting the gold from? So how are you going to fund it? They're fundamental conversations which we need to begin to ask. Today, in our time, we didn't have Google. We had Britannica, those books that Daddy used to keep in the library.
Encyclopedia.
Mm. Yeah, today the phone is in your hands. How far are you using it? What percentage of usage are you applying yourself to? The information is available on Google. If you don't know, you remember those books where they say, geology for dummies. Okay, yes. Go and do, what kind of questions can I ask? Am I for an election? So there are other climbs. So we can begin to borrow to have those conversations. And it's not just a Nigerian thing, it's spreading globally. I had to do a tweet a couple of days back concerning the classified documents gate in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, can the Americans leave the politics? What I see here is a systemic failure. In Nigerian info, there are document files you sign out. If you don't sign them back in that our notebook, it's not computerized, so they'll give you a query.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, today I said in my tweet that America cannot account, they don't even know the amount of classified documents are all over the place. But people are more interested in the politics, in the noise. Oh, they've done Trump, so it's Biden too. But for every intelligence you have, people have put their lives on the line on it. And if it leaks into the wrong quarter, people will lose their lives or might go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the funds. I said, look, beyond the politics, why don't you go say that POTUS call for an...
Oh, I think that we have a little connection issue there with Eugene. I guess the network is not friendly.
I had a lot of questions myself.
Honestly, I really like the angle with this is going. 15,000 people elected nationwide.
From
councillor to president.
Yes.
And we're 211, 214, 213, 203 million individuals. And we let these people carry on. So I wanted to ask him this. If we've had... you mentioned that Abiola mentioned the Juku, mentioned different people that came out and did stuff when they had to
put their lives on the line.
Yeah, there were triggers.
He's back.
So Eugene, how are you? Welcome.
We lost you for a second.
We lost you for a bit, and we were saying you have actually summarized everything. What the figures that actually hit me in the face? 15,000 elected, 200 million individuals, and these 15,000 are driving this vehicle. And what have we done? So I just want to ask this: when you mention the different generational changes, what we did with the military, how the people came up to the Abacha government, how we Nadeko, everything that happened in the past, were there triggers? Do we see those triggers now? Do we feel those triggers in the air now?
Mm.
I mean, does it look like we're about to make another crossing? Or is it like business, will it be business as usual?
There are triggers, but the beneficiaries cannot identify them.
Mm.
For them, we just want these people to go. And this man is telling us that he will save money. So we just want change. Just go.
Mm.
But like in this same generation, when we did the Stop the Suit campaign, it took young people, yes. But people like me had to step forward. But I was able to mobilize them, give them courage, and we're able to achieve that. Without them, I wouldn't have never achieved it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need leadership. Yeah. When the serial killing started in River State, when I just looked at it, because I made the second one happen, I said, this is organized and orchestrated.
Yeah.
And everybody had seen too much of NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
But what did I do? I mobilized over 1,000 women, educated women, and we confronted and compelled the police to act. The triggers are available, but what are you thinking?
Okay.
What do you know? What is the depth of your... are you interrogating the process? Are you interrogating that? Look, this thing I'm seeing, I know it's A, but can you be looked from another prison? Why did it not benefit me? What are the things we didn't do? What are the things we have done? Yeah. There's a case in point now. I have not seen the judgment, which I expect young people should be out on the streets to demonstrate, which is the so-called supposed Supreme Court ruling in favor of Akpabio. I don't know. I've not seen it. But people should come. People should prepare to call those people to order. These same Supreme Court people, yes. Now, the reason is this. All those who had given up based on the new electoral act, everybody will start going back to court. Don't forget, we have a judgment that the Supreme Court said they should not refer to their Amaechi own. The same Supreme Court, you cannot refer to the Hopus or Dimas matter. Yes. So these are all triggers that are supposed to trigger people to begin to say, look, this is not what the standard should be.
Yeah.
And we have an advantage now. We have a global community. At the click of your finger, the whole world, all lawyers all over the world, if you hashtag your protest, law, justice, judiciary, everybody in that gamut, or particularly on Twitter, you can reach everybody that matters. What are you doing with all of this resources, including the coconut on your shoulders?
We have to go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll be opening up the phone lines. Lagos, we all have to be a part of this conversation. Stay with us.
That should not be giving back, and in fact, being forced to give back. Not even once, but multiple times.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
On the last Christmas, I spent with my mom and my dad. I'm so tripping, wishing that I could go back to know what I'm missing. It's a mystery on how to forget.
This is to remind you that if you wish to be a commercial manager for a company or you wish to earn well on a weekly and a monthly basis, Kirby Nigeria is a multinational company and they are offering you an opportunity to be part of their managers across Nigeria with earnings over 500,000 naira. Please note that a car is needed for this role. So if you're interested, all you have to do is call these numbers that I'm about to call for you. It is 0815-705-0505. I'll take it again, 0815-705-0505. Or 0905-637-4258. 0905-637-4258.
The conversation is set. The ball is rolling already. Our guest, Eugene Abels, has been giving us some background to for some of the reasons why we should not be lukewarm towards, you know, being responsible, keeping our governments accountable. But I guess the reverse is the case, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. What must we do to set ourselves or make ourselves ready for that which is to come? And I'm talking about the elections. And then let's not just focus on the elections, because I'm going to go back to Eugene to ask, after the elections, what next? Because it looks like all of the energy is geared towards the election. Mm-hmm. Right after the election, what happens? The phone lines are open, Lagos. So only the ladies' lines that are all open. So don't try to call the other line because it's still down. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. That's the number to call. We're live facebook.com/ Nigeria Info 99.3. We're live on YouTube. You can also join the conversation. Post your comments on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos or send us a WhatsApp message. We'll be right back after this very short break. Eugene Abels is the executive director of the Extra Step Initiative, and he's right here with us on WhatsApp Lagos. We're talking about how we can clear that very broad line, or blur that very broad line of, you know, trust deficit. The fact that we don't trust these politicians anymore, should we just throw our hands up in the air and say anything goes? Let's just try. Is it kalu kalu? I mean, or should we be more deliberate? Are we doing the most, or are we doing too less in preparation for good governance? We'll be right back after this break. 31 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. He's Tret. She's Feta. And we still have in the studio, joining us live virtually, Eugene Abels. He's the executive director of the Extra Step Initiative. And we've been talking about why there's so much trust deficit in Nigeria. Of course, the no love lost between Nigerians and the political class. And Eugene has done well to give us some background to some of the questions that we've been asking. But Eugene, before we open the phone lines for negotiations to call and every other person who's listening from across the world, it looks to me half the time, because I mean I've been following the politics of this country for quite a bit, and for this time I feel more like we have too much energy geared towards 2023. But I'm always asking, I'm probing, what happens after the elections? Is that not supposed to be also a major priority to us, especially those of us who are saying that we want to change things?
Well, that's why we in this conversation we've been talking about the depth of our interrogation of the process of the candidates of the whole project and the episodes. Now, because if you don't do that interrogation, if you don't know the right questions to ask, you're just talking about the medicine will just go. It means that you're just expecting, you're pushing back the responsibility of them meeting your expectations. You're putting all that into the hands of the political class. And if you do that, it's like taking your child to a school, a primary school, and leaving the child at the gate, not ensuring the child gets into the class. And when the child comes back home, you don't bother to ask the child, where's your homework? So, but if you do the things you're supposed to do now by going for education, I'm complaining that things are bad. What are my rules? What are my expectations? If you take a sheet of paper and write them down, I'm supposed to have light. Yes, who is supposed to give me light? Oh, is that man? What is he supposed to do to achieve this? Yes, all that kind of conversation are supposed to happen. If we don't do those things and educate people, we have a lot of educated people with certificates, but they actually are not educated in the ways of our public life. If you don't know, it's just like the recent Buraha concern allegations of corruption, but PDP versus APC. Kayamo has gone to court, PDP has gone to court. Those are all time wasting because the Electoral Act does not provide for them. If for those who are taking time to go and read it, you know that all those are cosmetics. There's no need wasting your time going to court. The important thing is to begin to insist on the things for them to begin to come to terms with what they want to do for you. For instance, if they come to a campaign, your local government or your town shouldn't be out of place. That though, when you're done with the state, don't hurry and leave the state. Come to this local government, come and talk with us and tell us what you want to do for us. Those kind of questions. And if you don't do, what should happen? We don't do this and prepare ourselves. We just expect that if Peter Obi or Atiku or Tinubu comes, they will not do all the things. What are your own expectations?
Very important. Well, let's ask Lagosians this question, and of course, ask every other person who's Nigerian looking forward to the elections and want to participate and are hoping for some positives to come out of it. The numbers for you to call, 01465-7190, 01465-7190. We're live facebook.com/Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also live on our YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Our Skype is at Nigeria Info, so you can call us if you're outside the country, and you can use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos to send us a message if you are on WhatsApp. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos.
WhatsApp Lagos.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is David. I'm calling from Nigeria.
All right, David, you have 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talk about mistrust among Nigeria. And your guest is saying the main problem of Nigerians is that so many, let me say, 80-something percent of Nigerians are not connected with history. And what is, where has the thought come? It's one of the prices Saruwa, your guest talking about, make. He was fighting for resource control. The Northern Nigeria and Southern Nigeria that was brought together by Lord Lugard, it was because the North was poor in economy and the South was doing well in economy, they brought them together. But when the Nigerians themselves came to do structure with which they can work together, which is 1963 constitution, this was going on very well.
Okay.
Until the military corps are removed, they said they suspended the constitution. Instead of that, once you suspend, you're supposed to return to it. They remove it and brought their own constitution.
Okay. Because we do not have time, we'll really appeal to all of you. Please keep it at 60 seconds. And you went above and beyond 60 seconds. So please just keep to 60 seconds and go straight to your point, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ike, calling from the village.
Ike, go ahead, please.
Yeah. I like the way our guest is, I like everything. It's the kind of people who want to go out, that is coming out in this election to educate people. That people will know their rights. People will know how to vote. People will know the history. You know? Like me, now, all these things they are doing, I will do this to this is new security, this one. But the idea, your party's man is leading. Why can't you bring the idea to fight for this thing? As he said, if a PDP man entered, let the PDP members, other parties that lose, join hands together, pull her together, and fight the corruption.
Okay.
How can somebody steal 50,000? They hang it. They are looting our money to Dubai.
Thank you very much for calling. 60 seconds. I'm going to try as much as possible. The timer is on. Once it's 60 seconds, we're going to another call. 01465-7190. Apologies. 0700 lines are down now, so everybody is allowed to call the female lines. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Join the conversation. We're asking ourselves, how do we go forward as opposed to just making assumptions and being presumptive? How do we go forward? And what happens right after the election? So we have messages, or you have a question?
Yeah, so I wanted to say that from the beginning of the conversation, Eugene, you had highlighted something about the fact that challenges, every generation has challenges that, you know, some people decide to rise to the occasion of, and they were able to solve it. But we cannot actually say that, you know, I'm speaking on, you know, on behalf of people who are like me, young Nigerians who feel like they have a part to play in Nigerian politics, but I've tried at some point to do it, and then these, was sort of like watered down, and so they feel helpless. They feel like I was just telling them when we went on the break that I met with somebody, real life situation, who said that he feels like the situation of the country has already been predestined and there's nothing he can do about it. So it means a valid emotion. It means that people who are doing these things feel that there's nothing they can do. So if there's a reiterated motivation that you'd want to give to somebody who doesn't want to participate in politics in Nigeria because he feels that he doesn't count, shouldn't there be something that would stick in their minds forever that you'd like to say?
All right, before Eugene answers that question, we have Soberry calling in via Skype. Let's take his call and then Eugene will answer all. Soberry, it's good to have you join us. Where are you calling us from?
Hello, good morning. Calling from the UK.
Good morning.
Hello, Eugene. Hello, guys. So the way to become more responsible and take government from the local government areas. You know, we focus so much on the presidency and forget that the local government also I'm from River State, for example, and there has been spates of violence during campaigns. I want to ask my big brother Eugene, what is he doing to cut down on the violence perpetrated by River State government? Thank you very much, Marianne.
All right, thank you, Soberry. Eugene, I'm sure you couldn't hear him, but let me just quickly answer that, you know, ask the question again. He's saying that what is the government, or what are you doing to push for the River State government to deal with the violence that's being perpetrated in River State?
Yes, I did the post yesterday, and I said, why are the aspirants acting as if they want to be in the good books of the bullies? That you can never pacify a bully. Why will you allow yourself to be attacked? You know the environment in which you live in. There's room for formal and informal security and for intelligence. If you're running for election, and you know this, you've been in government, around government. Mm. You are supposed to be supposed to have your men on ground. There are people they will see. Sorry. How can I be a governor's vice president? You'll be stoning. I come to your community, you're shooting. Now you get gone, Edo. Now it'll be your neighbor who shoot back at you that is hosting me, because I'm supposed to have followers in that community. And beyond that, one too many has happened. Like four incidents have happened in River State. And the commissioner of police is playing games. I just said on this program.
Oh dear, I think that we have another connection hitch with Eugene. Well, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we have 10 more minutes to wrap up the show. Eugene Abels is the Executive Director, Extra Step Initiative, and we're still answering questions that you are bringing. So feel free to post your comments on social media. We'll be right back to take them after the break. We have just about 8 minutes before we wrap up the show today, and it's been a very interesting conversation so far. Eugene Abels is our guest. He's the Executive Director of Extra Step Initiative, and we've been taking questions. Before we went on the break, Eugene, you were talking to us about the issue that was raised about River State and the violence that's happening, of course. And it's not just River State that is the case study here. Pre-election violence has been, you know, happening in so many places, Kaduna, Zamfara, in the south, it's literally everywhere. But then River State is somewhat like your domain, and that's why I guess the question was targeted at River State. But before we went on that break, we lost some bits of what you were saying.
First of all, those who like, I had the conversations when the microphone was off. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of those who the so-called senior people and not the followers, they're the leaders, meaning there are lots of young people who do the running around of the parties. They even hold offices, go and check. They also act as informal security, they also act as party talks, they also act as party agents, and they also act as party young people. Today, as I speak, some of them are in their 30s, late 20s, middle 20s, and they have millions of now, because they're loyal to the system. I had the concept of Godfatherism. Mm. So me and you have sat behind and refused to get involved in the process. And don't forget that demographics say that 60% of our population is a young one. So what are they doing? We can collaborate on TikTok and do GoFundMe. So why can't we collaborate and move into the system? So all of us, let's go and die inside this place. Mm. Another group of people who always asks for exceptional approval are the women. Is there any rally you can do without women? No. Is there any political party that do not need women? Yes, and the women who make up the number. Why don't they connive, come together? Politics about connivance, come together and push one candidate further. So this time, no, come on up, rally. If not, no, tell us how many women will go take office here. You know, within every ecosystem, yeah. So about the violence, it's young people. I saw throwing stones. I saw shooting guns, yeah. So are you ready to engage them? They might think, oh, it's dangerous. Yes, life is dangerous. Why are they doing it in River State? The balance sheet of River State is in excess of $1 billion. Mm. So people will do all sorts of things to control that balance sheet and control your life. So we, like I said earlier on, every generation has its challenge. But our own challenge is bad leadership. We have done our bit. We're on our way out. the younger people. I don't know, what's the name of the lovely lady with the sweet voice Feta. That was speaking to them?
Feta.
Yes.
Too many.
Yes,
questions.
You can hear her crying. Don't cry. You just have to engage the process. Imagine you were amongst the Israelites that when the whole generations had died, just had Joshua and Caleb, and they still can bring down the wall of Jericho. What would you have done? Keep crying. No. According to the minds, if you don't dare, you don't win. So what you push, you're more educated, you're better educated, technologically advanced. You saw what technology did for Obama's campaign. So beyond just crowding Twitter and abusing people, can you have a debate? Can we begin to debate? Now, if you look, one thing I like to mention this quickly, people are the typical thing what people do, even amongst you, they vote the president they prefer and the governor they prefer. But then people, the legislature from state, federal and state, they don't even know their names. But they come from amongst us, yeah. Some can't speak the English. I've never gone to school, but nobody's interested in finding it, about it.
Wow.
So when the act is being amended, why are we not insisting that? Why are we still voting for party insignia instead of voting for candidates that will see their picture? This one, we know, I mean, no go school. It's young people that will make this happen, not the politicians. If you insist on it, you'll get it.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to take a few questions before we wrap things up here. We have a question.
This looks like more like a contribution than a question. Do you want to read it?
Go on.
All right. So this person says, hello, Marianne, I'm Stretch and Fertile Feta. Okay. I'll say this. All citizens all over the world do not trust their government. But while others' distrust is active by protests, proving, petitions, and civil suits and engagement, ours is passive in murmuring and beer parlor talks. I kept asking myself, with the failure of APC, the bitter end of hashtag NSAS, and the rise of the third force, worst case scenario, what if Obi loses? To me, for the third and fourth force, it's an advantage if they win or lose cause. We have numbers and a platform to make whoever enters uncomfortable. We should all resolve to make elected office a living hell for selfish leaders. Put fire under their pot till 2027. We should start building a culture of civic resistance that's not confrontational or violent, but can hurt the government badly moving forward. We shouldn't let anyone sleep. Bow from Ikorodu. That's what he
makes
says.
Makes a lot of sense.
Very interesting.
Can you ring the bell for this contributor? Send it up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's for you.
But somebody did send a question about, you know, the fuel or the pump price. Mm. Even though you don't work for the government, I don't know if this is something you'd like to chime in on.
The person says... okay, so I'm just going to scroll down to get it. It says, Goodburn, I want to ask why the PMS pump price increasing every day and the federal government is not addressing the issue. That's what he says. What do you have to say about that?
The answer is simply that he has refused to ask the federal government questions. That's him.
Absolutely. Well, the numbers are still open. The lines are still open. You can join the conversation. We'll take one more call before we wrap things up here with Eugene. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. I see that we have some contributions on Facebook. I'm going to try to get some of those contributions quickly before we wrap it up here. I'm also, like I said, if you're sending us a message on Twitter, always use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, because that way it makes it very easy for us to be able to, you know, streamline your message and be able to read it out. If not, we're going to have to dig through loads and loads of messages that are at Nigeria Info FM, and we may not be able to get straight to your particular message. All right, 01465-7190 is the number for you to call. 01465-7190 is the number for you to call before we wrap things up here with Eugene. But let's go to Facebook right now. I think that we're able to get Facebook now. This one here says, All right. I'm not able to get those messages, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. But Eugene, before we go, quickly, we have just one more minute. Before we go, as INEC is about to wrap up, you know, with its PVC drive, everybody is hoping that at least a huge chunk of people will be able to pick up those PVCs, even though we've heard some people say that in some parts there are people that have been marginalized in terms of where they come from, and that this is a deliberate measure by some INEC staff to one way or the other stop people from participating in the election. Care to speak about it?
Yeah,
Can you hear me, Eugene? I don't think that he can hear us. Eugene, can you hear me?
I don't think he can hear.
Eugene, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Ah, okay. Finally. So I'm saying that there are people who feel like they're being purposely disenfranchised by some INEC officials while they're going to pick up their PVC. And also the INEC offices that have been destroyed, even though INEC is promising that those people will not be left out on this election. But looking at all the things that are on the ground, how swift do you think INEC will work to make sure that these PVCs that were destroyed and those who seem to be seemingly purposely who see disenfranchised will be able to participate in the elections quickly in 30 seconds?
Yes, they said for their offices that have been burnt that everything there can be reproduced within 2 or 3 days. And from an average INEC person, I wouldn't have taken them seriously. But coming from Mikey Guinea, I took that. Then the others in terms of service delivery. We have the FCPC and so on, Consumer Protection Unit and so on. We need to begin to petition people. If there is any official you find that is not doing what there's code of conduct, then petition him. We have phones, you can film people secretly and see what they're doing. Okay. Yes, film them and let's get them popular. Let's make them popular.
Okay.
Let's
see if there's someone. All right. Well, thank you so much. Eugene Abels is the Executive Director of the Extra Step Initiative. Thank you so much for being here on the show with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right. Thank you all for being part of the conversation. Lagos, we have to go. The news is up in a few minutes. At 3 o'clock, we have Hard Facts. But then right after now, we have The Sunny Side with Joyce. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O, Stretch.
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. I'll be back.
Yeah, I'm Feta. Feta Dynamo on Instagram. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.